everybody. I'm Tim, and it's time to confront some fake cigar news. You're watching Cigars Daily. We live in a world that is consumed with the topic of fake news. There are all these stories that didn't really happen and facts that really are not facts. But at the end of the day, the whole fake news topic all boils down to one thing, and it typically is propaganda. There are people and companies and governments with agendas. They want you to think and believe a specific way, and some of them are even willing to make up stories and make up facts to make their point. It's a seriously disturbing thing, and at Cigars Daily, we think it's important, at least for our company, to lead with our motives and be as transparent as we can. That's why we make this content. We make free content online in exchange for the simple opportunity to offer you great deals on cigars, and we've never made a claim that cigars are healthy in any way. For us, it would seem fair if both sides of the aisle played that way, but that has not been my experience as I've lived and worked in the cigar world. In fact, this whole issue came up for me just a couple of days ago as I visited one of the most respected hospitals in the world. I was visiting a friend who had just had a procedure done, and he gave me this piece of literature that is entitled "The Dangers of Smoking Cigars, Dispelling the Myths." Now, the title on this was a little ironic to me as I read through it, but I want to take you through a couple of bullet points on the front page. One says, "Cigarettes are rolled in paper that is not made of tobacco," which is actually very much true. But right underneath that, the very next bullet point says, "Cigars are rolled in a tobacco product, so they are not taxed." Which is a fascinating little factoid and something I actually didn't know. I didn't realize that Europeans who first made cigars put a wrapper leaf on the outside so that they wouldn't be taxed. And today, cigars are not taxed. In a lot of places, they're very much taxed. In fact, there's so much tax, it makes them prohibitive for the lives of anybody other than the extremely wealthy. It's a thing that's a really big challenge for people who want to enjoy this freedom. But at the end of the day, there are more factoids in that brochure that really made me scratch my head, and some of them made me a little bit frustrated. The truth is, there is some danger in smoking cigars. Everybody's got to know that at this point. Any tobacco product is going to carry with it an inherent risk that you have to measure and decide for yourself if it's something you want to take. But you should absolutely be informed with true decision when you're making that choice. And to make an informed decision, you have got to have real facts and actual data to make up your mind versus just somebody else's propaganda. There are a lot of anti-tobacco groups out there that paint all tobacco with the same brush. They want you to believe that smoking a cigar comes with the same danger as smoking an entire pack of 20 cigarettes. But I know from personal experience as an ex-cigarette smoker that that's not the case. Cigarettes were always way worse for my life than cigars have been. However, my experience isn't the only thing I'll stand on. There's actual evidence to back it up. There's a study in the American Journal of Public Health that asked the question, "Is switching from cigarettes to cigars a good way to limit your exposure to inhaling smoke?" Now, the summary of their paper does say that the best way to limit your exposure to smoke is not to smoke at all. But they did observe a significant decrease in inhaled smoke among the cigar smokers than they did among the cigarette smokers. And so there's at least some evidence there. And I would be remiss if I didn't mention the FDA study that found the conclusions of smoking 1 to 2 cigars a day has like almost no impact on your health. This is the most popular one going around the cigar world. But at the end of the day, this is a decision for you to make when you've got some of the right details in front of you. The question that I have about cigars is this. They seem to not be as dangerous as cigarettes to a degree, and so how dangerous are they? Are they as dangerous as talking on a cell phone, or getting into a hot car, or using a plastic water bottle too many times, eating red meat, going to a steakhouse, or publicly announcing to anybody that you voted for Donald Trump? It's all kinds of stuff that could be really damaging to your life. And that stuff, by the way, is not regulated. They let kids use cell phones. So when it comes to the facts of smoking cigars, Your health is the first and most important thing. And before you make a decision on it, you should absolutely be out there looking around and figuring out what you really want to do with your life and be all about. And before I go, I'll tell you one other huge thing, and this is really big within the cigar industry right now, and that has to do with how people are defining the word cigar. When you read a lot of studies that talk about the youth impact of smoking cigars, these studies don't take into account the difference between a 100% tobacco, all handmade premium product and like something like this, a gas station cigar that is rolled in, this would be considered a tobacco product maybe, or just paper. It kind of looks like tobacco, but isn't. These are gas station cigars, and they live in a completely different world than premium handmade cigars, and most people who smoke these won't smoke these. And most people who smoke these get put into studies as kids who are smoking cigars. It's the reason that the cigar industry is working really hard right now to come up with a definition of premium cigars that excludes gas station cigars and allows the premium cigar world to exist as a legacy heritage industry that it has been for so many years. And so, I have to know what you guys think about this discussion. Check the description down below for any of the studies that I just mentioned and put your opinion down below, because this is such a huge and critical issue. Like, at the end of the day, how much are we going to worry about stuff and how much are we going to enjoy our life? You have to do a little bit of both. So put your opinion down below. And while you're at it, subscribe right here on Cigars Daily for the best damn cigar content online. Thank you guys so much for watching. This is Tim signing off for Cigars Daily, and I will see you in the comments.